Senator Costa, where do we stand right now with the budget negotiations for this year?
Well, right now, it's very disappointing that we really stand nowhere with respect to closing out our budget conversation here. There's a revenue package that needs to be passed by the Senate and the House. We believe that there's a four-party agreement. Four of the five parties have agreed in principle on some terms to an agreement. We're frustrated by our colleagues in the House Republican caucus who seem to not want to put forward a responsible and reasonable effort to try to close out the budget for this year. We're very much concerned about the lack of recurring revenue that we need to sustain our budget not only for this year but going forward, and more importantly to avoid a serious bond downgrade by the bond rating agencies. Every year we have to borrow billions of dollars, and what this means if we have another bond downgrade, which would be the sixth in 5 years under Republican legislative leadership, that it would mean tens of millions of dollars this year going forward that we'd have to spend unnecessarily because we've not taken responsible and reasonable steps to address our budget shortfall. We're very much concerned that the House Republican caucus has decided not to come back, and we're adjourning here in the Senate today because there's no activity with the House to close out this process, so we're very disappointed that that's the case.
What do you see in the future? Is there a chance that we'll be back in talks?
My hope is that there will be an opportunity to get the parties back together to get something done. As I mentioned, we have four of the five parties have essentially agreed in principle to a revenue solution that allows us to close out this year, address 17-18 and 18-19 as well, but more importantly, to avoid a bond downgrade, which would save Pennsylvanians millions of tax dollars.
Is there particular sticking point, or is it a whole group of?
It's really the major sticking point is the whole nature of recurring revenues. We need a certain level of recurring revenues, not because I say we need them or the governor says we need them, but the bond rating agency said that over the past 4 or 5 years, we have cobbled together budgets with an inappropriate level of recurring revenue that now have positioned us in a place where we are looking at structural deficits that we no longer can afford. And as consequently, we will end up being in a position where the bond rating agencies would reduce or drop our bond rating and would force us to have to spend tens of millions of dollars more in interest costs as we do the borrowing as we do every year.